At the top of the news this Friday morning, violence and tension continue in Syria as a Russian official admits for the first time that the government of Syria's embattled President Bashar al-Assad may be defeated by opposition forces. Regional correspondent Nathan Morley has this report.
The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov said that President Bashar al-Assad's forces are losing more and more control and territory. He said Russia, which is one of Syria's staunchest allies, was making plans for a possible evacuation of thousands of its citizens in the country. Separately, the number of Syrians who have fled into neighbouring countries has now surpassed the 500,000 mark, according to the UN refugee agency UNHCR. The agency says 510,000 Syrians are registered or in the process of being registered in Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Turkey and North Africa. Melissa Fleming is from UNHCR.
Jordan estimates that it has some 100,000 people in the country who are not yet registered. Turkey estimates there are 70,000 outside the camp. And Egypt is estimating a similar number, 70,000 Syrians in their country not yet registered. Lebanon, tens of thousands. We're noting even more arrivals of elderly people and children under the age of 18, including 22 newborns just in one night, on the night of the 9th of December. We're noting there is this trend of unaccompanied minors crossing the border. These are, of course, the kids who need the most help.
Meanwhile, Syria has denied reports that it's fired Scud missiles at rebels. NATO said the organization had detected the launch of short-range missiles, saying it showed an utter disregard for the lives of Syrian people. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.